Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Biden's demand for a ceasefire may have put Israel in danger. That's the headline. Winky Madad comes to explain the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand, Winky, that from the White House, President Biden, actually in a conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu, demanded that de-escalation take place of the war there in the Gaza Strip and go to a ceasefire. Is that pretty much on target?
Well, I don't know exactly about the tone or the language. I wasn't privy to that conversation. On the other hand, I must point out that the United States gave Israel, to a certain extent, over a week. The point is, though, that the United States should be promoting the security of those people under attack, and not when we defend ourselves to stop our ability. We here in Israel, due to, of course, to the media being broadcast over the websites and the internet, we see all sorts of commentators from comedians to fairly serious people saying, oh, you're defending yourselves with an iron dome and you're basically 99% affected. You shouldn't be striking back at Hamas. Well, someone's got to stop Hamas. Someone's got to put an end to the missile firing. These comedians on television or other people, including Jimmy, representatives in the United States Congress, like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, for example, or even what we call AOC there in New York, asking for an end to Israel's being armed by America, the arms sales, this is not doing anybody any help, because if Israel doesn't have precision bombs, we're going to be doing a lot more damage in Gaza. They're actually hurting the Gazans more than anybody else. Instead of working against Hamas when there's no violence, telling them to disarm, telling them to stop their ideological propaganda, that they ignore, and all of a sudden it blows up in our faces, and Israel seems to get the brunt of the criticism.
Winky Madad explaining how President Biden's demand for Israel to go to a ceasefire with Hamas is putting Israel and Jews around the world in danger. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Political decisions do have consequences, especially when the United States makes a decision that affects the Jewish state of Israel. That's Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. Taking a weak stand against an Islamic terror organization like Hamas as it relates to Israel puts the Jewish state and Jews around the world in harm's way. That's Obadiah verses 15 and 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...